and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guests are the team from Faraday Defense, Jared Schulten, Jason DeFries, and Dr. Arthur Bradley. Our co-hosts today are Mondo de la Vega and Maricela Woodall. And I'm Ricky Baker. And now, live from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here are your hosts and my parents, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Ricky Baker, and welcome to our show today. We have a very, very important show. You must watch this program. It has information that you're not going to get probably on any other show.
I'm pretty sure of that. Yes, this is exciting, actually. It's exciting.
It really is. We have the heads of the Faraday Company, and Jason is the president of the Faraday Defense Corporation. He started the company in 2014 in order to offer Faraday solutions for the growing threat of EMP to our nation. Jared Schulten is the director of sales for Faraday Defense Corporation, has been with the company since 2020. And then Dr. Arthur Bradley is the lead product engineer at Faraday Defense, and he has invented many of these products to protect you, to protect people. I don't know if there's any other companies, Harley, that are doing what this company does, Mondo. Do you think?
No, not at all. And I think this is a breakthrough type of Faraday items that I believe that a lot of people need to get their hands on. They need the information. And today's broadcast, especially for you, we have been talking about EMP and the threats. Dr. Vincent Pry has been warning us about this.
Yes.
And for the first time on our show, we get to have the people behind the product.
And Dr. Arthur Bradley, I don't think I finished introducing him. He's lead product engineer at Faraday Defense. He's invented many EMP protective products that protect you during EMP. He has a PhD in electrical engineering from Auburn University.
Wow.
So we're thrilled to have this special group of men with us today, and we'll have special report from Dr. Vincent Pry all the way from heaven.
Amen.
But he is the number one person on EMP.
Right.
And he died a few years ago, and he's been on our show many times. He tried to warn America, but so many won't listen. And it's been such a frustration to me that America's not preparing. They won't even fix the grid.
Yes. Right.
We spend money on everything else, but they don't fix the grid.
Right.
Jason, we're glad to have you here. And Jason, you're the president of this company. Tell us about Faraday Defense and how the company got started.
Sure. Hi, Jim and team. Thank you very much for having us on the show. So the company was started basically for EMP protection. I was personally looking in the marketplace for a product that would work for EMP protection for my personal items, such as a hard drive and a spare laptop and some other electronics for storage, so that if an EMP hit, I could protect them. And I could not find anything. And so in 2014, I found a bag, which is now our Nest Z line, that was a higher quality bag than was in the marketplace at the time. Had a Ziploc closure for easy in and out use, reusable use, and decided to start a company around it. So we named the company after Michael Faraday, who's an inventor in the early 1800s, and he pioneered the Faraday cage, which has since been named after himself, which is essentially a metal box that blocks signal. And so our bags are essentially a metal bag that blocks signal. And the company has exploded in growth, and we now have many other heavy-duty bags, such as our NX3 line, our jacket line, for transport, protection of expensive or heavy items, additional electronics of different shapes and sizes. And as we've grown, we've branched into privacy, anti-hacking, and military solutions. And in 2021, we teamed up with Arthur Bradley to continue our passion for co-developing quality products for EMP protection.
I can ask all of you, but you can go ahead with this, Jason. But how do you think, how much of a threat is EMP to America?
Arthur, do you want to take that one?
Sure. I'm happy to. So EMP is a term we use for high-altitude nuclear electromagnetic pulse attacks, right, which is basically somebody launches a nuclear warhead high into the atmosphere, several hundred miles up, detonates the warhead. It creates a very powerful electromagnetic wave that comes down to the surface of the Earth and causes widespread damage to the power grid, really any kind of electrical item or equipment. And so it's a very significant threat. It has the ability to essentially take down all of the national infrastructures of the country, let alone damage lots and lots of individual property. So it's a very grave and serious threat. I think it's a viable threat. There's very few cases in history where people have invented weapons and not used them. And so it's a weapon we've known about for about 60 years or so. It's been demonstrated both in practice and in simulation many times. And it's been used a couple of times as well in small scale activity. So I think it's a grave and serious threat that the country needs to take seriously.
Yeah.
Your company was named after Michael Faraday. Who was he?
I can tell you a little bit about Michael Faraday. So as Jason mentioned, he lived in the late 1700s, early 1800s. Very humble man. It's interesting. His history is unique in that he was certainly one of the great minds of the 20th century. His inventions went on to do things that you wouldn't think, that he would have never imagined back in his day, which was essentially led to the description of how electromagnetism works in this world. And then that was adopted by practical applications like the radio by Marconi, for example, applied his principles to create radios, which in essence have led to everything from cell phones and so on. So the interesting thing about it was these early inventions, like I said, they had no idea where they were going. They were really just discoveries for the purpose of discovering science. And I think Faraday was in that camp where he was offered many awards throughout his life and presidency of the Royal Society and other things, which he turned down. He was a very humble man who was really out to discover scientific inventions. And he had no classical training, surprisingly, did not go to college and get degrees in physics. I was just a naturally gifted human being, I think. And his inventions have certainly changed the world that we have today.
Amazing.
Were they concerned about electrical pulse from the sun at that time?
That didn't really happen until the middle, late 1800s. There was an event called the Carrington event, which did make them realize that we've been watching the sun with telescopes, and they saw it coming sometime before that. There was a large plasma expulsion from the sun called a coronal mass ejection, and they knew it was coming a couple days ahead of time, usually do. And at that time, of course, there wasn't widespread electricity or anything, but there was a telegraph system, and it coupled into the telegraph system and caused some fires and some damage. So they didn't really know what kind of damage it could cause, but certainly after that event, long conductors were viewed as a potentially susceptible source of that energy that could come in and cause damage. I don't think they had on their mind back then any idea that it could be used as a weapon in the case of like a nuclear EMP.
Wow.
Do you think there's a possibility even from a sun electrical magnetic pulse? Because...
You mean like a sun flare, a solar flare?
Yeah, sun flare,
or...
solar flare. And because it happened when they had, two-way, what was it? Just, they could talk on only, you know.
Two-way radio?
Yeah, and it burned up all of the.
Electrical.
The electronics that they had in that day. You understand what I'm talking about?
Sure, yeah. So a solar coronal mass ejection called a CME is certainly, a lot of people describe it as an EMP, so it's sort of lumped in the same camp. It's slightly different in some ways, but it's all but a certainty. There's there's no question of whether a large CME will hurt, you know, come over the earth and cause some damage. It's just a matter of when. Statistically, it's about every 150 years or so. And the big Carrington event was about 160 years ago. So we're right a little bit past due for a large-scale solar event, which would potentially take down the power grid and cause other problems. So it's certainly a very serious threat. Lots of people are looking at it. It's a difficult thing to protect against, but we can talk about some of that in the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to roll this B-roll, we call them, grid down, power up. And this is a new movie that's been produced about EMP. Let's roll this little piece.
If there was a system-level EMP attack today, what would be the survival of the electrical grid system?
Really wouldn't survive at all.
It would not survive.
Right.
An EMP attack would not have to come from a state actor with a high-altitude missile blast, as there are actually smaller weapons of war available, which could take out individual critical substations.
You know, there are these non-nuclear EMP weapons. There's an item called the EMP suitcase, and it looks just like a suitcase. It could be operated by a single individual with little or no training. We've arrived at a place where a madman, a terrorist, a criminal could topple the technological pillars of civilization for a major metropolitan area all by himself.
Today, we have two satellites that were launched by North Korea, one in 2013 and a second one in 2016. They're on a polar orbit from south to north and cross the United States several times a day. We've monitored those satellites since they've been launched, and there's never been any data sent back from those satellites. That means one of two things. Either they were both total duds, or they are weapons waiting for a signal to drop a nuclear weapon.
Jason, do you believe that we could have an electronic
attack
soon in America?
You know, the short answer is I don't know. I think to say no would be not be wise. I mean, what, you know, that video is spot on. We are grossly underprotected. We are extremely vulnerable, and in the blink of an eye, things would change. So if I was a rogue nation and I didn't have the sophisticated, you know, normal conventional weapons, I would be studying this.
Hey, I have Breaking. A question for those who don't know. How many different types of electrical magnetic pulses are there? Is there just one type of EMP we should be worried about? Is it a solar flare we should be worried about when it comes to these Faraday bags protecting our items?
An EMP is really just the description of any kind of electromagnetic pulse. So, for example, lightning results in an EMP, just not one powerful enough to cause widespread damage like we see. So a nearby lightning strike, you know how the TV might flicker and that sort of thing. That's a result of the electromagnetic energy going through the air. So primarily we think of two different kinds of EMPs in this community. The first is things that are caused by the sun, and that's typically a solar coronal mass ejection. There are solar flares, for example, that can certainly interfere with radio communications, but they don't generally cause damage at the Earth's surface. It's really these big CMEs that can cause damage. And then there's these high-altitude nuclear EMPs, which I mentioned is from a warhead detonating. And those are the ones that have the potential to cause really damage to just about everything you can imagine, small-scale electronics, vehicles, you know, home appliances, the power grid, telecommunications, and on it goes. So most of the time when people are talking about EMPs, they're either talking about solar events or these high-altitude nuclear EMPs.
To add to that, it would only take one or two of these strategically positioned above the U.S. to take out the entire grid. Would that be accurate, Arthur?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, one high-altitude nuclear EMP can essentially go coast-to-coast in its effects. And even with our complex electrical grid, which is incredibly complex, it would likely fall in sort of a domino fashion where the worst hit would fall first and then others would go down afterward.
I've been very concerned about EMP. I've been talking about it for years.
Yes.
I think people thought I was a bit crazy, but some of the greatest minds in America.
Like Dr. Vincent Pry, yes.
Mm-hmm. He was a great man, and he warned us that this electric pulse could just shut down. What happens is the cars stop running, the electricity goes out, mm-hmm. airplanes fall out of the sky, and right now, today, in fact, I read in the news, Iran, you know, has built a missile. They have this missile, and they've been developing it for quite a while, and they're building nuclear bunkers today, right now. So they plan to do something, and they think we're going to retaliate. But I think a country like Iran is more dangerous even than China or Russia, because I think China and Russia are smarter enough to know that they don't want to get into a war with nuclear war.
No, absolutely. And what we have seen the last few months is the activity coming out of Iran and the escalation that is taking place in Israel right now threatens the security of America. We have an administration that doesn't take the threats from other nations as serious as we all want them to. Yet it puts the American structure at risk. Every expert, when you have people in the news media that had nothing to do with EMP writing books about the threat and the dangers that can take place here in America, putting us back all the way to the 1800s. Yet when you hear quotes from Dr. Vincent Price saying that 90% of the population will be dead in America if an EMP goes off, whether it be electromagnetic from the sun, whether it be a threat that is taken serious by Iran, North Korea, China, Turkey. We are at a crossing point right now that America cannot afford. Yet we're sending billions of dollars to Ukraine. We're sending billions of dollars to other nations. Yet our infrastructure here in America, it is so weak. All it takes is one hit to be able to put us back in a place that we can no longer be. Yet America depends on electricity right now. They're wanting us to move forward with electric cars, electric stoves. Everything is being geared up towards electricity being running 24 hours a day. Yet California is demanding all of their electric car users not to use their vehicle as much in the summer. It's an oxymoron. Yet the threat from Iran is more real today than ever before. All it takes is one major mistake for America to be threatened and the capacity into the form of war from Iran can set us back.
Mondo, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich said that an EMP bomb could end civilization. So I'm asking you, gentlemen, and I want people to know that this team are all over the country. They're in different places, and so we're live because of the miracle of sciences and discovering in different places. And so I don't know what part of the world I'm going to at any time, so forgive me. And this is our first time being together. I'd like to know about what can we do to protect ourselves. These people have warned us that this is coming. And I believe I've heard from God, and I've been telling this for a long, long time before I really knew that much about it. But I believe that we could have an EMP bomb this year. That's how quick I could believe it could happen. And I believe that everyone should be prepared and everyone should have food for the future and do everything Absolutely. They can. And you got one of the few companies in the world, I don't know actually any other company that has Faraday. This is your actual name is Faraday, which is named for the inventor of this product. And I'm just thrilled that we're able to connect with you. And our people can go to our website.
Yes, that's right.
And order any of these products to protect yourself
yes.
from EMP. And I think this is the greatest threat, probably, besides the devil, to America.
Absolutely. Former CIA Director Woolsey tells Congress of a doomsday scenario in which nuclear blasts trigger electromagnetic pulse, takes down the U.S. power grid, leading to starvation and death. This is major because the former CIA Director Woolsey worked together with Dr. Vincent Pry, working with Congress, trying to pass a bill, trying to work together, yet we as the people have the answers. And I believe that Faraday Company is the answer for you. Faraday products is the answer that you need to have. And I'd like to ask you a question, gentlemen, especially Dr. Arthur. What do you think makes this Faraday bag explicit to the public today?
Well, so Faraday bags are a great product. They're basically shielded bags where you can put any kind of sensitive electronics into them. And Faraday showed years and years ago that what happens outside of these conductive structures does not really affect anything inside. They act as a barrier to it. And there's a complex reasons for that. But essentially, the charge just works on the outside of the enclosure and doesn't get inside. And so storing sensitive electronics inside these bags all but guarantees their survivability. That's been shown many times through experimentation. And there are many other products besides just bags. Of course, there are products that can help protect your home and protect your vehicles that are also very important.
Now, this bag, I have one right here. Lori loves this because she loves it. It's because it's also a grab-and-go bag, but maybe I could put it on. Mona, help me put this on. And
that's right. This is the Faraday dry bag.
Backpack. I'm 83 years old, so I can use this bag. And if I gotta get away, but this is a Faraday bag. You say, why do I need that? This bag will protect your electronics from an EMP bomb.
That's right.
And it will keep your systems working. Even though the phone service will be gone, mm-hmm. you'll want to look at pictures, right, on your phone.
Yes.
You'll want to look at all the information on your phone. You might need a map to
Absolutely.
See where you're going, and you could look that up probably on your phone.
Listen, one of the
a lot stored there.
Absolutely. One of the things that we fail to remember is the power of electronics to be able to save your information, save your date of birth certificates, your copy of your passports, copies of certain items that you're going to need.
Yeah. So I have in this bag, I have
a laptop
in here right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
We could open it up and show it if you need to prove it, but it's there. Take my word. But like your
iPad.
Your iPad, your iPhones, all electronics. But one of the most important things I think you need to have in the Faraday bag is your
radio,
and I want everybody, and I'm hoping maybe the Faraday Company can find a good radio for me, but I want a radio that has
shortwave. That's right.
Now, a lot of people, you know, most people think that if there's an EMP bomb hits, we won't have any radios, any stations in America. AM, FM's gone. Television's gone, right?
Yeah. I like for either Jason or Doctor to explain, how does this bag work? How does this product work?
How does it protect your items? Yes.
Sure. Sure. So the bag is constructed of heavy duty outer layer that's waterproof, the particular bag that Jim has on his back. And the Faraday portion of it consists of three high-grade layers of copper nickel plated fabric. And the fabric is essentially a polyester fabric that is then plated with copper and nickel, which are highly conductive and act exactly as a Faraday cage, but better than a lot of the conventional type Faraday cages that you could find, such as like a galvanized can or something. These are specifically made for that. And then the bags are constructed in such a way that there's no gaps anywhere in the bag. The sewing is done in a way that the material is folded over each other. The opening of the bag is a double fold over opening with a hard top on it. So it's got a crisp closure, and then it folds over and clips down so that there's no signal leakage from the opening as well.
Have your bags been tested? Have you tested them? And how can you test for this amazing bomb?
Yeah, so I can speak to that as well. So we use a third-party accredited lab to test all of our products. And essentially, the measurement that's used for measuring is called an attenuation rating. It's measured in decibels, and that's a measurement of the reduction in signal. And so they're using an antenna and producing a signal. The antenna would be inside of the product, and then the signal is produced outside the product, and a device measures the reduction in the signal, and that is called the attenuation rating. And where you need to be on these bags is 85 dB plus, and all of our products meet that criteria for EMP protection.
What do you think of my idea of having a radio with shortwave, and that you keep it in this bag, and so the radio stations in America will be gone, will not be broadcasting, but you'll be able to pick stuff up from other countries, as long as the bomb hadn't hit those countries, and so you'll be able to hear some news, and the Faraday bag would protect that radio. Otherwise, you're not going to have any communication.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how crazy people are going to be, Mondo?
Absolutely.
Can you imagine?
Absolutely.
Your generation, Ricky, you're younger yet.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine this without, you can't call grandma, you can't call your family, you can't call anybody, you can't call 911, but you can't get any news, you can't turn your radios are burnt out, everything's burnt out. But if you have a Faraday bag and you have a radio store in that, one with the crank on it, and the one with that solar also,
that's right.
Then you can recharge it with the crank or with the sun after that bomb hits. And then you can pick up signals from other countries so you know what's going on in the world. You're going to say, boy, Jim was right about this.
Yeah.
I know I'm right about it. I know an EMP bomb is going to hit somewhere in the world in the next couple of years, for sure.
I would like to ask the gentleman, in your experience, this is a question for the three of you. In your experience, what would you guys recommend we store in these bags?
Sure, I can take that one. So I would recommend anything with sensitive data on it, like you spoke about storing passport, birth certificates, et cetera, anything that would prove your identity. Also, laptops, tablets, and then items such as solar generators, shortwave radios, ham radios, anything that's got some sort of electrical component that could be affected by EMP should be stored inside of a Faraday bag.
Most people think you're crazy because you're preparing. They think preppers are a little crazy. They're only crazy until you have a crisis. Then you're going to be going to their place to want to get help. But our little group here on this stage, right here, this is family. This is Jim Baker family. And we are, and I wish I could have our director come out, because he's putting this all together. But we have found a little shortwave radio, a little teeny one.
Yes.
And it literally can go several miles here.
That's right.
And so if it's stored in this bag, Pastor Joe, you may need to get one of these too, because you want to talk to us. You want to talk to somebody. You don't care who you are. Once you're saying, help out there, you know. But we want to be able to talk to our family, and we make plans ahead. We know if there's a crisis where we're going. We're all going to get together. We're supplied. We store supplies and all.
And one of the great things you keep mentioning is this, that we're not going to know when a crisis hits. You're going to be out and about doing your normal things, your normal day-to-day lives. We do have, a place that we're all going to come together as a family and make sure that we're secure. But I have a question for the team. If we're out and about, is there a way that we can protect our vehicles? I see that you guys have vehicle protectors. What kind of a test have you run on those? And what can we do to keep ourselves safe if we're not at home in an ideal situation so we can get home?
Yes. Yeah. Who wants to? You guys can just jump in or anything because I don't know who knows what because we've never even met before except not, I think
myself.
Via
phone.
Yes. You know,
via telephone.
But we are just getting to know you real well, and we're just so thankful that we are connected with your company.
Yes.
And when people order any of your products, it comes directly from you to them. They go to our
yes. And I, if
our
I can
website,
mention
right?
right now, as you're watching the Jim Baker Show, as you're watching this discussion right now, pull up our website, jimbakershow.com, and you're going to find the Faraday Defense logo. You'll click on that. And as Pastor just mentioned, you're shopping directly from the manufacturers that you see here today. You're shopping on their site. I want to thank Jared. I want to thank Jason and the team there. You guys have given us access and our viewers access to your entire site of the items that you have available, the bags, the different enclosures, all the different products you guys are making available to our viewers and, today while you're watching.
And you guarantee delivery.
Yes,
they guarantee
right. They're shipping directly from their
Faraday's
fulfillment center.
It comes right to your home.
Yes.
And so you're going to get these products. They're in stock at their factories where they manufacture. So when you call, you just go online.
You just go to jimbakershow.com, and then you'll see Faraday Defense. And you just click on that, and you're going to have a plethora of items to choose from. As for me personally, I would like to have all of them, guys. Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm a huge believer in
they
this.
They even have the fabrics and the... All that you can make a Faraday room. Is that right?
That is right. That is correct.
I want to get back to the question that Ricky asked,
yes.
Because this is very, very important.
About the trap EMP, the vehicle.
How do we...
How does it work? How do you test it? And, you know, should everyone have this on their vehicle? And Jared, I'll direct that question to you.
Sure. Yeah. So the TRAP really just stands for Transient Reducing Auxiliary Plug, and it's a multi-purpose transient protection device that contains a 5,000-watt transient voltage suppression device within the TRAP itself, and has less than a picosecond turn-on time. So in simple terms, it acts like a sponge, so that if you had transient energy couple into the vehicle during an EMP, the energy actually has somewhere to go instead of wiping out all the electrical components within the vehicle.
Is this something I have to go to an auto mechanic store to install, or is this something that I could order from your website and install myself?
Sure, yep. So the trap itself would plug into any standard 12-volt auxiliary receptacle, so cigarette lighter, within the vehicle, and then the trap B will actually install on the negative and positive leads on the car battery. And it's a very simple install. The ferrites would get clipped onto those leads as well. So it's a very do-it-yourself installation. There's installation instructions that come with it, as well as a video tutorial on how to install it yourself.
Wow.
Okay, I have this little part. There it is. It's on the screen right now. That's in a cigarette lighter right there. Plug, you just leave that in the cigarette lighter then at all times.
That's right.
So if an EMP hits, this is part of saving. And then this piece right here, this goes to the battery. Is that right?
Correct. Yep, so that would connect right up to your positive and negative terminals on the battery. And then the high saturation ferrites would actually couple around the battery leads going to the positive and negative terminal.
And what about this part right here? Where does this go?
So that would go on the leads or the wires going up to your positive and negative terminal. So that way, if you did have transient energy couple into the vehicle, those ferrites would act like a sponge, similar to the traps.
Wow. Dr. Bradley, how did you test this to know that it works?
Yeah, it's a very good question. It's not really possible or legal to generate your own EMP, of course. So what we did is we set up external transmitters, generated signals, and measured those effects on the vehicle. Usually it's in the cabling of a vehicle where you can measure it most easily. And then you can install the protection devices and watch how those transients are diminished. And so that's the methods in which we test. A lot of it hands-on testing. And much of that is shown on YouTube. I do a lot of testing for other people to see as well. Mm-hmm.
So if you go to our website, there's directions there. And when you get the product, it comes with the directions. We've been looking at getting an older car that doesn't have all the electronics. Mm-hmm. That they tell me that an older cars will not be affected by EMP. I don't know if that's true or not, doctor, but if we put this on Lori's car, then we have a good chance that we're going to be able to drive.
That's right.
When nobody else is driving. Is that right?
Right. That's the goal of it, is to help reduce the chance that EMP would cause damage to the electronics of the vehicle. And I think it would do that. You know, you might have to shut off the vehicle and restart it, because some systems do get hiccups in them when they're surged. But the goal is to prevent any physical damage to it that is sort of non-recoverable.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just have to say something. Okay, you know, as a woman, I'm just going to say, listen, as a 65-year-old woman, as I've watched the demonstration of putting this, I can do this. Ladies, we can do this. All you have to do is open up the hood of the... You watch that demonstration again, and you just hook these up. I can put we call it the cigarette lighter. I know nowadays, what do you call it?
12-volt.
Okay, well, back in my day, you know, with cigarette lighter, what can I say? But I know that I can do this.
Yes.
And I love it that we have put together for you a complete EMP vehicle protection kit, where you get all three of these small devices. When I first heard about that you had this, I thought it was some big, I didn't know, you know, so I just thought it was some big covering over your car that you would put, you know, but this is so easy. Thank you for making it simple and easy.
Yes. I want everybody to go to the website. I just plead with some of you, because if this thing hits, you're going to be in the dark. You're going to be without any ability to drive. You're going to be without any radio or television or communications or phones or anything. And they have fixed it so we have a chance after an EMP bomb. Mm-hmm. After it hits, it's too late to get ready. It's too late to try to fix things. And, you know, on this website, just go to jimbakershow.com. You don't even need www. You just go to jimbakershow.com and go to the Faraday
Defense
site.
Yes.
That's right.
Click that, and all their products are there.
Right. Amazing.
Now, we don't have time on today's program. We need a few days to do it. We'll have to have them back. But they have materials that, and I wish we... You know, when we rebuilt the house years ago, for all the children and all, we have a room in the base underneath with big beams.
Tornado shelter.
Tornado shelter.
That's right.
Well, I wish we could have put this fabric.
Yeah, these textiles that they
sell. Because they
website.
Have the Faraday fabric that you can make
EMP room.
EMP
proof room. That's right.
Room in your house, so you could have all the things in that room that wouldn't be affected then by this horrible... This bomb doesn't blow up the world. It just blows all the electronics out of work.
Working. That's right.
See, all those fabrics... Tell me, who can tell me about the fabric?
I can talk to you about the fabric. So there's a lot of different fabrics on the site, but essentially we're talking about conductive fabrics. So they're plated with metals. And the differences between them kind of range in their protection level and also the type of metal that's used. So the most inexpensive fabric is a copper-based fabric. And then as you move up the range in price, you're getting into mixes of nickel, which is also extremely conductive, but it doesn't tarnish. And then there's silver fabrics, which don't give any allergies. Potentially, some people are allergic to nickel. And then there's some fabrics that have extra metal put into them, like such as the taffeta that's going through right now. So that taffeta fabric at $30 per foot is a densely metal fabric. So it has a lot more metal content in it than the average Faraday fabric.
Wow.
Wow. I don't know of anybody in the world that does what this company does. And you could make, like if you wanted to create a box.
That's right.
You could get this fabric. And don't you have like a tape that you take and tape the seams up to, guys?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, there's a tape. Yep, right there. So copper tape that's specially made for this is wide enough to do the seams. And it's wise to tape every seam really well if you're making a box for long-term storage, to overlap the fabric by 4 to 6 inches. So you want to add about 15 to 20% to the surface area of a box and then order enough tape to do all the seams. So essentially like wrapping a gift.
Mm. You know, you may be the only person in your community that has juice, that power to be able to survive.
That's right.
And probably the only one that your car still runs.
And I think that's a good point, Dad. I think one of the biggest things, I know for me, at the top of my list, when we've met together with chief of security planning, on a personal level, I have children who are miles away from me, going to school, living everyday activities. Many people live miles from where they work, from their homes. And so the biggest thing that he has said is when an EMP happens, more than likely the average person, because they don't pay attention, they don't live in the true reality of an EMP threat, they're not going to know what's happening until a few hours later. Then all mayhem will just break loose. The first thing you need to do, and this is what Darren has taught us, is whatever you need to do to get home, get to your location that you've planned with your family. Everyone go to that location to be prepared, to get ready for this. But that's been our biggest thing as a family. We say, how are we going to get home? How do we go and get our children?
The key will be to always keep your car full of gas.
Yes, and this is why this product is truly for everyone.
Right.
We were in Springfield at the doctor's. Mondo was taking and Lori.
Right.
And I said to them, if the EMP hits right now, we were sitting in a restaurant. I said, how will we get home?
Springfield, so you all know, it's about an hour and a half away from where we are right now.
It would be several days' walk.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And I'm to the point that there's no way I could walk.
And most
I couldn't
people,
even walk a mile.
Most people most. In this world, the minute you have to walk 5 miles, 10 miles, 15 miles, you're going to wish that you had something like this in your vehicle to at least get home. Because while the gas stations may not be working, like you said, keep your gas tank full, get home, and then you can conduct your plan.
Yeah. And get your kids.
That's right.
From school even.
And when I
like how far
at,
away your kids are, several miles
30
away.
30 miles away, absolutely.
You couldn't hardly walk over there.
And
to
when
get the
I
kids.
Look at what would it take me, you know, when I'm looking at truly you, this team, thank you, team, for joining us.
Yeah.
You know, thank you, Jared, Jason, Dr. Arthur, for bringing this product, for all the diligence. This has been years in the making. They've been developing, studying, research. I've been on the calls with your team, talking through the information that you've sent me on the studies and the scientific studies that you've done behind the scenes. For years, you've been working on this product. But to think in my mind, to say you have a kit, an EMP vehicle protection kit, mm-hmm. for $220, that would give me the ability that in the event that something like this would happen, an EMP threat or even solar flares or whatever might happen, the opportunity and the chance to get myself to a safe place, what is that worth to you? What is that worth to me as a parent to know that I have a chance at getting my children, bringing them home, and having a place of safety? So this is why. This is part of our mission. If you are our viewers, our partners, our mission is to prepare you.
Yes.
We believe in the revelation days. We are living in the revelation days. The Bible warns of these events.
That's right.
And so we believe that it's our mission to help prepare you. That's why we spend time really going through and looking for looking for inventors and manufacturers who are creating products that can help you be prepared. So we've done the work to study it out. The team has done all the research, and now we're giving you the opportunity to prepare today. We've made it so easy. You can go to our website, jimbakershow.com, click on the Faraday Defense. And this team has provided hundreds of different products to you to help you prepare.
I want to have another B-roll right now. We call them from our dear friend, Dr. Pry. Let's roll this, because I believe EMP is a real threat. We need to be prepared. Let's roll that.
What I think we must understand about the threat is that it is not merely theoretical. It is a real threat. In the military doctrines of Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran, they plan to make a nuclear EMP attack against the United States. We have seen North Korea and Iran exercise this, including by launching ballistic missiles off of a freighter at sea, which would enable the possibility of an anonymous EMP attack. We actually see this being practiced in real life in some countries. Back in June of last year, while ISIS was sweeping over northern Iraq, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula blacked out the entire electric grid in the state of Yemen, put 18 cities and 24 million people into the dark. That's the first time in history that a terrorist group has blacked out a whole country. And it so destabilized Yemen that look what happened to them. You know, they've gone from being a U.S. ally, so now we have lost one of our most important allies in the Middle East already to this kind of an attack. Now, these were not EMP attacks, but they're the experiments with parts of this doctrine that they have that would combine all these things. And we have seen, in the case of North Korea and Iran, experiments with the nuclear EMP option as well. Now, so the threat is real. We know how to fix it, the problem. And one of the things the EMP Commission recommended was, is if you can protect against the worst threat, which is the nuclear EMP attack, if you can protect against that, it will mitigate all the others. Cyber attacks, physical sabotage, non-nuclear EMP weapons, and GMD as well.
Wow. Mm.
Dr. Bradley, you've designed products to protect our devices, our vehicles, and our homes, and a lot more. So you must believe an EMP is a real and imminent threat to America. Is that true?
Yes, that is true. I think it's definitely a real threat to America and to the world as a whole. The United States possesses this ability. We make no secret about it. So does China. So does Russia. As you saw, I think it was today or yesterday, North Korea splashed down a military satellite that they were trying to put up in orbit. Things like that are indications that countries are developing the capability to generate this kind of attack against the United States.
Wow.
Your company has developed a complete line of products like none other. We haven't been able to find anyone who carries EMP products like in manufacturers.
Especially at this price. When I look at EMP vehicle protection kit, which, by the way, when you go to the website, if you own a diesel vehicle, they have an EMP diesel vehicle protection kit as well.
Wow.
But when I look at the prices, they're amazing. They're affordable.
Absolutely.
They can fit in your budget. I look at all their websites. There's no way a single mother can afford that. There's no way someone on Social Security can afford that. The prices that this company is affording us to be able is like none other.
Right.
Not only they love America, they love the people, they believe in this product. If I was you, I would go to their website right now, get your budget in order, and begin to order the EMP Vehicle Protection Kit. Again, affordable prices, great products. Not only they look great, they're durable. They're products that you can begin to put in place in your home. I'm telling you, when you look at what they offer, and this is one of the things that I'm amazed, because Ricky mentioned it through a text. What are you going to do with people that have medical devices?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have to think about your medical devices. You've got to think about your protection. And I love the fact that they even offer some of the clothing. Underwear from radiation. And listen, if you live in California and you've been through, you know, getting the residue from the Japan.
Right. From tsunami.
From the tsunami there and all that. Mm-hmm. You must have protection. You got to think about yourself. Don't depend on other people to do it for you. this company that is on the program today has partnered with this ministry to be able to provide great products at a, I can't stress this enough, very, very affordable price that amazing. Anyone that is listening and watching this program can do today. Write the website down, jimbakershow.com. Go to the affiliate page that we have designed for you and begin to get your items today. I believe this is going to be a hot item that most people are going to have to wait in line to get someday. Why wait? Do it today, jimbakershow.com. Mm-hmm.
Jason, what do you say to those who believe we will never be exposed to EMP? That, you know, I would say 90% of Americans don't even want to be bothered by such thought of an EMP. But I am convinced, everything I've studied, that our enemies are planning to put an EMP bomb over America. What do you believe about those who say we'll never be exposed to an EMP?
I would say stop being complacent. The number one threat to us is ourselves. We're complacent. We're used to being prosperous. We're used to not having threats. We're used to being on top of the world. And even our approach to military now is very reactionary.
Yeah.
And an EMP is a preemptive threat. It's one that you don't see coming, and it's designed to take you entirely out so you can't respond. So I would say stop being complacent and start thinking right now what you depend on. You depend on electricity. You depend on food that's in stores that's not being grown in your backyard. That food will be gone in 3 days without electricity out of the grocery store. You're dependent on transportation and motors and electric lines and being able to travel long distances. And we totally are dependent on that at this point in our entire lives, our entire generation. And it's time that we think how our enemies think, which is, what is the one thing that would take that down? And I think it's an EMP attack.
Wow. That's good.
I believe this with all of my heart. I believe God spoke to me about it many years ago. And I believe that, just as they said, you know, an EMP, you won't even know it hit till after everything starts shutting down.
That's right.
Because it's an atomic bomb, but it's way up in the sky. And it just shuts down all the electronics. Even airplanes will fall out of the sky. And so it will be a devastating time. Shut off all power, mm-hmm. and cars will stop running. And so there'll be no food delivered. They say that within a year, 90% of America will be dead.
Yeah.
Not from the EMP, but because we wanted food.
That's right.
Nothing delivered. And no water. And so that's why, if you go to our website, everything is there. The water supplies, the food. And if you haven't been putting food away, we have 30-year shelf life food. 1 minute after this, there will never be for sale any survival food. This is the time to get ready. So I want you to go and shop at jimbakershow.com. We do this because we believe that God wants his people to be prepared.
Yes.
And that he wants us to be ready to be able to help other people.
Amen. Yes.
That's right.
And that we will be able to win millions to Christ during that time.
That's right.
You believe that, Ricky?
I believe that. And what a beautiful thing that we get to be alive during this time where the harvest will be ready to be harvested.
Amen.
And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, right now, today, this is the perfect moment. There's never been a better moment to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. That's all that matters in this world. We'll prepare. We'll be ready for whatever comes. But what truly matters is, where will your soul go? Where will your soul go whenever we pass away?
Amen.
Pray with
Amen.
People.
Amen. If you're watching right now, there's a reason. Nothing is coincidence. There's a reason you're watching right now. And we're going to pray right now for you and for your family. Jesus, thank you for offering your protection to your people.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for loving your people. Thank you for sacrificing yourself willingly on a cross that we may be in your family.
Yeah.
Thank you that there are people right now who are rededicating their lives to you and dedicating their lives for the first time. They're opening up their hearts and they're becoming willing bondservants for your message, which is a message of peace and purity with you. We thank you that the world could be going crazy, but we are rooted in a solid foundation. You are a strong tower in times of turmoil, which we are seeing today. So thank you, Jesus, for everything that you do for us. You still sit on that throne next to God, and you are still holy.
Yes. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Our time's gone for today, and I want to thank all of our good friends at the Faraday Company.
Yes.
And you want to say something?
No, I want to thank you guys, you three. You know, this is a lot, you know, to come all together, and we don't even know. We haven't even met before except for, you know, us over the air right now along with all of our viewers. And I just want to say thank you for just doing the due diligence and making something like this happen. Yeah. Like Mondo said, at affordable prices. Okay. I'm looking over here at the cell phone bag. What, it's $19.99 on, I mean, you put your cell phone in there, for instance.
Absolutely.
Right? There's one here. I mean, there's so much to offer. And so it is an exciting time, like Ricky said, to be alive.
I think, you know, on behalf of our partners, thank you guys for willing to work with us, taking a risk to work with a ministry like us, because, you know, it takes a lot from your company all the way to us being able to make this work. And we're doing it for you, for you. We love you, partner. We love you. Thank you for standing with us. You know, do it today. Don't hesitate. Just like Jason said, don't hesitate. Do it today. Think about your loved ones. The aftermath of an event is what most experts are worried about.
That's right.
The miscommunication is going to take place, but being able to have the peace of mind, knowing that you have your house in order, and when you have a peace of mind, you're able to help people around you.
Yes.
But it's doing it today. That's JimBakerShow.com, the Faraday affiliate program, is done with love, care, and class.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Very affordable.
And God is doing great things. The ministry is on the grow.
Amen.
So let's grow together. In Jesus' name, God loves you.
Amen.
He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you. Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Dr. Bradley.
Thank you for watching today's program. Will you pray about standing with us by calling 1-888-988-1588? That number again is 1-888-988-1588, or you can connect with us on our website at www.jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your prayers and financial support. Stand with us as we continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.
Now is a good time to visit our website at jimbakershow.com. Here you can find today's show offers, clearance items, and great deals. You can read our daily news feeds, sign up for our email lists, and so much more. It's a great place to catch up on recent programs and take a look back at episodes dating back to our early years at Morningside and Studio City, featuring great music, incredible guests, and in-depth teachings. Log on to our website today at jimbakershow.com.